The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Back for the second hour. This is Alan Ellis with his lovely and gracious partner in life.
Good morning, everybody.
Our co-host, Ms. Robin Ellis. We have somebody on the line.
Yeah, Edward.
Edward, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Thanks for holding on.
Okay. I just thought your listeners might be interested. I've been fishing the Choptank for like 17 years and, up north of the Dover Bridge. And 4 or 5 years ago, we started catching these blue catfish. Well, they're getting bigger every year. And now, yesterday, I caught 3 blues between 26 and 30 inches. And last week, I caught a blue catfish that was 34 inches long, weighed 21 pounds.
Yep. Yep.
I just can't. I mean, they're getting huge. I mean, it's unbelievable. And another thing I wanted to bring up, I caught a rock. Of course, they're starting to move a little bit in the rivers, and it was about an 18 or 20 inch rock, and his whole tail was red, and it had an ulcer about the size of a quarter in his tail, and I haven't seen that for quite a few years. Is this something you've heard of?
Well, it's, yeah. What's it called?
I know. I'm trying to pull it, and I can't right now.
I'll look it up again, and I'll let you know. But it's not uncommon. It's in nature. It's endemic in the bay. It comes from stress, a lot of it. It can come from an abrasion. Mycobacteriosis is what it is. Mycobacteria.
Really? I don't remember that name.
Myco, M-Y-C-O, yeah. Mycobacteriosis. You can Google that.
Well, that's the first. Go ahead.
No, I mean, a while back when people were catching rockfish, I mean, we had a big outbreak of it in the bay a couple of years back. But it comes from stress where, you know, the oxygen was depleted and the fish were all gathered together. And, you know, some of them were getting this mycobacteriosis. I mean, it's... You know, it's out there. It's just something that's out there. A few years back, there were a lot of fish with it, and then because of the migratory nature of the fish, you know, they come and go. But I don't think you have anything too much to worry about. I don't think there's a massive, hoax. You know, Fisteria, was a hoax, right? You knew that, right? That was a hoax perpetrated on a fishery with no good reason. But mycobacteriosis is going to be out there for a long, long time. Just avoid it if you can. Throw the fish back or, do what you got to do.
I didn't touch it. I unhooked it with pliers. And just, of course, I'm using circle hooks because, I catch 15 to 20 catfish a day, and I'll catch maybe 10 or 12 nice white perch. But I use a big circle fish for the catfish, and I've found that not only because of the rock, but it's great on the catfish. They don't swallow it. Almost every one of them I catch in the jaw, and they're very easy to unhook rather than trying to get that hook down out of their gut.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what do you do with the blue cats?
Oh, I fillet them out, and I keep my whole community full of catfish. I guess I catch 100 a summer down there.
They're good. They're good. I mean, one of my buddies gave me one, a couple of them one day, and we filleted them up, and they were right good. So there's no question.
The blue catfish, when you fillet them out, the meat is very solid and it's white. Where
that's correct.
The channel catfish has got like a yellow tinge to it,
yep.
And just the taste of a little bit of mud in the channel cat. But the blue catfish is much better eating than the channel catfish.
Well, maybe we can. Well, there is a market for them. There's no question. There's a market for them. There are people that fish for them commercially. But you know, they are an invasive species, like the snakehead. You know, and they're eating everything. They're eating shad. They're eating perch, mostly white perch.
Yeah, I know.
They're eating a lot. What are you finding in them? Have you investigated what's in them? What are they eating?
I don't really mess with it because they're very hard to fillet because they're so large.
Yeah.
And I have to use like a 18-inch fillet knife.
Yeah.
And what I do is I fillet them off. I don't skin them. I fillet the slab off of them.
Right.
And I put that on one of those boards with the jaw teeth on it.
Yeah, yeah, that's perfect.
And then I just fillet the meat off of the skin.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I can fillet out a catfish like that in maybe 4 or 5 minutes of fishing.
I'm going fishing with you.
Well, I catch a lot of catfish, I can tell you that. But I give about 90% of them away. I just love the fish.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Do you live on the Eastern Shore?
No. I live up in Owings-Mills, Maryland, but I've got a place out on the Choptank at Preston.
Yeah,
and,
cool.
I
That's
live
not far
on the
from
pier
us.
When I don't leave the pier when I'm down there. I pretty much live on the pier.
All right. Well, look, I appreciate the call, man. Keep fishing those blue cats. So DNR is going to love you.
Okay.
All right, bud. Thank you.
I'll see you.
Bye-bye. There you go. Anybody online there, Chris?
No, sir. Lines are open.
All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Robin, you were talking about things that people can do online. They can take a virtual farm tour.
Oh, I got some better ones even. But there's two different kinds of red diseases like that in fish I was reading about.
Uh-huh. Well, you did read about mica. That's pretty much what it's going to be on the rockfish. There's no question about
that. Rockfish, yeah, but like the carp and the bluefish, catfish and stuff, there's a red ulcer disease that carp get.
Okay.
But let me look these up.
Well, we got to keep talking while you're looking.
I know, I'm looking. No, I got it right here. I'm pulling it as we speak. Okay. They have, some of these are really cool. They had, in fact, this morning I watched the Northern Lights on the Northern Audubon Society.
Northern Audubon?
Oh, the Audubon Society.
Audubon Society. Okay.
Okay. This one here, which is Live Wild Cams, which the website is Sportsman Paradise Online. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They have probably 50 or 60 different ones, okay?
You're talking webcams.
Webcams,
for wildlife.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Terrapin Cove cams, hummingbird feeders, kookaburra nests.
That's Australia.
Uh-huh. That one's not.
Don't you remember
active
that from school?
Yeah, the kookaburra?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just couldn't say it right. There's certain deer cams that are active all year. There's bird cams, little critter cams, eagle nest cams on that one.
I like the eagle nest cam.
So do I. And I found a couple that are actually, there's a schnauzer puppy cam.
Oh, good grief. Do you remember the eagle cam a couple years ago in D.C.?
Yeah, well, they're
the president and the first lady.
Right. What I was going to say, they are back, but their infrared camera's not working right now.
Okay.
So at night you can't see it. Okay. There's the Explore Channel has live camera in Africa to watch, and I watched elephants live this morning.
Did you really?
I really did. It was really cool. I was watching the elephants,
yeah.
And I watched some hippopotamuses get in water. That was pretty cool, too. There's a San Francisco Bay Osprey cam that's pretty active right now.
What about locally? What about Maryland?
Ospreys aren't here nesting yet,
right.
The ones I looked up. Okay,
what about the eagle cam locally? Isn't there one on Blackwater?
Yeah, but I didn't see. Hold on. I did. Okay, you go to American Eagle Foundation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they didn't have Blackwater on here. Let me look.
Why don't you look for? Why don't you go on the Blackwater site and take a look?
Okay, but can I finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
Dollywood Nest Cam, Northeast Florida Nest Cam, National Arboretum Nest Cam, Smoky Mountain Nest Cam. They were all pretty good. But I'll tell you, the one in the San Francisco Bay one, I thought that was really a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said Blackwater. Mm-hmm. I will look that up.
Yeah. Blackwater Eagle Cam is probably the way you find it.
Okay, next time I'll let you look them up.
Go ahead. You research that, but I want to read this, a little bit of this. Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge Visitor Center is closed. That was announced March 19th. They closed it that day and announced suspension of operations at the National Wildlife Refuge Visitor Center. Effective the 20th, the suspension of operations is supported by the state of Maryland. All trails will remain open to provide opportunities for recreation and relaxation. The Wildlife Drive will remain open, and entrance fees are temporarily waived. So if you want to see wildlife with the family, you know, and you don't want to go in a crowd, get in the car, drive to Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge, and go on the Wildlife Drive. You will see an amazing array of creatures. You'll see great blue herons. You'll see other types of water birds. You'll see bald eagles. Ospreys aren't here quite yet. You may see some sika deer. You'll see a variety of bird life and that type of thing. And keep your eyes open. You know, you might see something you've never seen before. You know, that Wildlife Drive is great. We've done that a few times, you know.
Mm-hmm. You get it. Go ahead. Sorry.
So, you know, basically they're asking you to follow the CDC guidelines and that type of thing. And you can all just Google it all through Blackwater, just Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge. So we got that news release from Tom Miller, the ranger down there, who's in charge of the press. So what were you going to say?
I did look this up this morning. It's on Friends of Blackwater. A reason I didn't mention it is because there's nothing on it right now. The other ones had stuff on it.
Okay. Friends of Blackwater.
Okay. That was the reason I didn't mention it.
Okay. Got it. But now you did. And there's nothing there.
Well, I did what you asked.
I did. Well, it's local. That's what I'm saying.
I understand. But I was trying to find things I could actually look at right now.
The point is, you can go online and see all kinds of wildlife and see different things that you've never seen before around the world. Now that you have time, now that the kids are home, use as a learning experience.
Yeah, and if anybody knows how to get this on my smart TV, they can give us a call so I can put it up there so the kids can watch it. I know there's a way to do it. I just haven't figured it out yet. Anyway, there's all kinds of stuff. I mean, there's a wolf cam. There was all kinds. I mean, everything I found, it was really cool.
Well, that's good.
The Explorer has birds and
so we've invaded the wild with our technology, and we put animals on display for the world to see. Are there any underwater cams?
Yeah, there were. There was one.
There used to be a shad cam down.
No, this
Virginia
was
somewhere. Tackle Box Tim, let's talk to Tackle Box Tim on the line. Good morning, Tim. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I heard you all mentioning Osprey. On my way to the ramp on Thursday, I was heading down 155 to Havre Grace, and an Osprey flew over, had one of the biggest branches I had ever seen a bird carry.
Oh, they can do it.
Oh, that's cool.
They can carry a 6-foot branch to make a nest. I mean,
yes.
You look at their nest, you see what they're made of. Where do they get all that material?
Exactly.
Carried it all in there. Yep.
So, my question is, you know, there's big concern with the coronavirus, and
yep.
Folks are you know, getting together in parks and this and that and the other. But when does it come to the point where two guys on a boat can't go fishing together?
Never, I hope.
Me too.
Never, I hope. You know. So I mean, you know, don't give them any ideas because
they pretty much shut everything down. I don't want to give up on my favorite pastime, but I don't want to be, being out of code, breaking the law, what have you. But, it's not a mass gathering. So, you know, how do I take that?
Unless you get 10 or more, baby. That's it.
Yeah. So, yeah,
I mean, I'm out in the woods shed hunting. So, you know, okay, that's fine. I'm scouting for turkeys. That's fine. I'm going fishing. Now, that scene from Blackwater, where you've got cars lined up and people lined up along the roadways going fishing for snakeheads. I think that's what they were fishing for. You know, they've shut down the trout stocking, Tim, because of too many people following the stocking truck. And when they dump the fish, they all gather together at the hole and, you know, start fishing for trout. They've stopped right. the trout stocking to keep people from gathering.
Well, with the trout, I was kind of thinking about that, too, because, you know, it's one of the most popular fishing things in the state, and guys do get shoulder to shoulder, but it's a shame that they're not even letting the trout get a chance to assimilate to the environment and going out there and fishing them illegally. That's, you know, I've heard about that here and there, but not in a mass like that.
Yeah. Well, why would you stop the trout stalking? What's the point of that?
You've got exactly.
You got two or three people on a truck emptying a tank into a bucket or emptying a tank into the directly into the stream. Okay. So why stop that? Because people who, in my opinion, it's this I got to get mine mentality. You know, when it's trout. Stocking truck stocks here, they dump the trout, and we want to get our limit and get out of here. It's supposed to be relaxing. It's supposed to be relaxing, isn't it?
It's supposedly relaxing, but we also I know the state budget doesn't really offer much for DNR enforcement these days. But when you know that situation is happening. Let's get some undercover guys out there pretending to get their limit and lock people up.
Lock them up for fishing or what? Breaking the.
No, for fishing out of season.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. That's what
I mean. Look, every time are you on the news release feed when you get a news release? I mean, I get the trout stocking schedule when they have it. I get all the news releases from DNR. You can actually volunteer for that. Okay. So when you get that feed and you find one from DNR, you click on the news button. You can see where the news is coming from, whether it's fishing, boating, recreational, commercial, police. Always click on the police. I can't wait to see what violators have been caught. You know, the reports are abysmal. Abysmal. And I'm going to continue to pound this subject because there used to be almost a weekly update or a couple times a week update, and now they've abandoned telling the public that they're out there and they're enforcing the law and they're doing what they're doing. You know, I asked last year when we were doing the Crab Magazine, is your Don't Get Pinched program going to be up and running this year? Yeah, we're not going to put a press release out on it, but we're going to enforce it. Really? So why not put a press release out? Why not let news outlets know, or let the public know through various news outlets that actually cover those stories, that the natural resources are going to be out there enforcing the law? Okay? Actually enforcing the law. Now, I know state police don't put out, you know, press releases or anything like that, but, man, you're talking the wildlife law. You're talking about easily violated law. You know, they don't put press releases out on people whose licenses are suspended or revoked. And they should. They don't even tell us that they're out there doing their job. We have the best wildlife managers, the best biologists in the country doing scientific research on all these fish species. If you go on their fisheries page and you'll see all the management that's taken place on all the fisheries and that type of thing. And then the enforcement arm, and I'm sure they're there. And I'm not picking on the natural resource police officers individually.
Right.
Okay? But they're sure not getting the public involved. There was a big meeting, big meeting last fall. Oh, we've got a new poaching thing we're doing. You know, we're gonna do A, B, and C, and we're gonna get sponsors, and we're gonna do this, and we're gonna do. You hear anything about it, Tim?
No. But I do say, you know, if they do put stuff out about it, it would make the law-abiding sportsmen in the state feel much more comfortable.
Amen. I want the poachers and the scofflaws to feel uncomfortable.
Exactly.
I don't want a guy to think that he can go and put, you know, 14 undersized rockfish in his cooler and drive away with it and not have the law looking at him. Okay? I just know these guys in the field. They're overworked. They're stressed out. They're playing Homeland Security. You know, they're doing all that kind of stuff. And the wild creatures in this state, the fish and the wildlife, are taking it on the chin because there are people out there who will take advantage of that situation. You know? We figure poaching into the final deer numbers, a certain percentage and that type of thing. But, nah. So.
Anyway, on Thursday, my friend Randy and I fished the Susquehanna, and we found a few smallmouth up by Garrett Island.
Yep.
It was a good day on that, and Randy actually got on the top side of it and put a largemouth in the boat that was about 5.5 to 6 pounds.
Wow, nice.
On a custom painted rattle trap.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Glad to hear it.
That was the highlight of the day. Big belly.
I got a picture of my buddy Glenn the other day fishing one of the reservoirs, one of the Baltimore reservoirs, and he had a 5'12" largemouth. So, you know,
Randy pointed something out to me about the largemouth. He said, look in the mouth, and around all the muscle in the mouth, it was had red tinge to it, and he said this fish has been eaten hard. So I learned something that day. You can actually look in the mouth of a fish and tell how it's been eaten.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. All right, buddy. Well, look, stay safe out there, and don't give the state any ideas about banning us from fishing.
Oh, I know.
However, I will bet that the tournaments have been overlooked, and that's okay.
Yeah. We were actually scouting around for one this coming Saturday. That's why we were out there. And it's a small circuit, so I hope that we won't have any problems getting out and participating in that.
Yep. All right, buddy. Sounds good.
Thank you, Alan. Take care, you too.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. All right. Anybody online there, Chris?
No, sir.
All right. Well, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry. Chris, why don't we call them? Can you call them?
Sure, I can call them.
410-242-6108. Call them on the hotline and see what's going on. While he's doing that, I'm going to tell you about them. They've got live bait and minnows, and they're ready to go. Frozen bait, too. Fishing license, rod and reel repairs, lures, hooks, lead weights. Tackle for perch, trout, panfish, and bass. And if you're going for rockfish later on in the season, circle hooks. We've got the bucktails, the umbrellas, parachutes, if you want to do a little trolling. Season doesn't start till May 1st, trophy season. One fish over 35 inches, 35 inches and over, that's it. So they've got Shakespeare rods and reels, including the Ugly Stick. They've got Fluger rods and reels. They've got St. Croix rods and reels. And they have a bunch of other different models and makes. If you need any kind of rod or reel for fishing, Clyde Sports Shop certainly has it. They will be able to wind line onto your spools. If you need to refresh your line, you can do that. And while you're in there, just check out the complete selection of trout bait, bait for perch, trout, shad darts, and all that other stuff. So let's see what Chris came up with. Anybody on the line yet, Chris?
No, it's nobody's picking up. So
nobody's
I got to double check, see if I got the right number.
It's 410-242-6108. And they may be closed. I don't know. So, and I don't have anybody's, I might have somebody's home phone number. All right, well, we'll check back with them. Let's keep calling and we'll see what we can find out. I'll do it on this end. So, sound good? Chris?
Oh.
What's up, Chris? Hello?
Maybe he's on the phone.
He might be on the phone.
I had him on the phone, but yeah. they couldn't hold because they've got customers.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yes.
That's good. All right. Well, that's good to know.
Well, that answers one question.
That answers one question. They're open. That's great. Okay, good. Clyde Sports Shop is open. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Glad to hear that. But let's talk about Bay Country Crab and Supply. All I want to say about Bay Country Crab and Supply is this. Due to COVID-19, that's the coronavirus, or the Chinese virus, or the Wuhan virus. I say Chinese virus because that's where it originated. The folks at Bay Country Crabbing Supply, and that is the website, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com, is offering a 15% off code for all online orders. Stay safe and take your kids out fishing. Feel free to call the store for more information. Use code 2319. 2319. Chris, are you ready to play some pre-recorded messages from our sponsors? Maybe not. So we'll be talking. The other part of this is that we can't do is see Chris doing what he's doing, doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just keep talking until mm-hmm. He's ready to hit it, right?
You go right ahead.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you talking?
Not talking.
Why?
Because.
Oh, good grief. Here we go.
Oh, by the way, the ocean stuff?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Main thing is start with that explore.com, okay?
Okay.
Explorer.com.
Explorer.com. Got it.
One of the two. I can't remember, and I put it down. It's got a place on there, explore.org.
Explore.org. Explorer or explore?
Explore.org.
Okay.
And it's got bears. It's got oceans. It's got birds. It's got manatees. All the bears up in Alaska right now. I'm watching a tropical reef aquarium in Long Beach, California.
Right.
That's really pretty.
Okay. You're just giving a whole bunch of stuff out there. That's good.
There's a lobster cam.
A lobster cam. That ought to be interesting. Watching a lobster walk across the bottom.
Shark cam.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Otter cam.
You know, there's something else you can do, too. You can track great white sharks.
Yeah, I know. It's on Shark Tracker. I have it.
You have it? Shark mm-hmm. Tracker?
Cool. Yep.
Maybe you need to give us the... you need to give us a digital update every week.
Well, I will look and see if it's active. It had gone inactive for a while.
Right. Okay. All right, Chris, go ahead and play those spots there, buddy, and we'll talk to Talbot, okay?
Okay. Hold on.
Thank you, buddy.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse. near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace I know. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on. Tender love is blind. It requires
in the Stream was special to you? Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
Yep.
Good God. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. That's a song we danced to at our wedding.
Yes, that's your wedding. Does your daughter know that?
I have no idea.
Maybe she does now.
I doubt it. She's probably sleeping with the baby sleeping.
That was one of Dolly Parton's greatest hits.
I know. It was one of my favorite songs. I mean, I don't hate the song now because of him. So it's all good. I'm glad he played it. I was going to, I thought I loved that song. I just thought of all the Kenny Rogers songs in all the world.
Years ago, one of the country stations gave like $25,000 away. When they played that, if you were the X caller on the line, you won. I mean, it was amazing. And they built it up for like a month. I can't remember. Anyway, let's talk
memories.
To Talbot. Talbot, good morning. How are you?
I am fine, sir.
And you're calling from
Kenny Rogers. I love his music.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You.
I think we all do.
I'm an old guy.
Yeah, and you're from Texas.
Yes, sir.
And you're listening in Texas.
Yes, sir.
I'm broadcasting from Talbot County.
Yeah.
I listen to your normal morning show, but this is the first time I've caught your show.
Ah.
Very much enjoyed it.
Okay.
What you were saying before about an osprey or a bald eagle swooping down and grabbing a duck or whatever
mm-hmm.
off the water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my brother, I grew up off Barnegat Bay.
Okay.
But I also had, my other side of the family was Chesapeake Bay. So I've spent a lot of time on the coast up and down. But my brother actually got a job working for the state and federal government counting peregrine falcons.
Wow.
And ospreys.
Wow.
So he'd be out there in a kayak, paddling around and counting birds. And peregrine falcons are pretty, he's given me more than one story about watching peregrines snatch ducks right after they break off. He'll come around a bend in the river,
mm-hmm.
and the duck will take off, and the peregrine will swoop out of nowhere.
Yep.
And snatch the duck. He said it's pretty amazing. He and I grew up hunting together, and, you know, for us, we'd paddle around the curve, and ducks would take off, and we'd shoot the ducks. But
do you have a relative named Stewart who's an attorney?
I don't associate with lawyers, so probably not.
Well, it has the same last name, so you don't associate with lawyer. I don't as a practice. But now that's interesting because we have a measurer for bucks, bears, and stags, Doug Wigfield, who was a biologist, and he helped with the reestablishment of the osprey here in Maryland, and he also helped with the establishment of the peregrine falcon. So you're brother, I guess, you said, I think they're
my brother is McDuffie Lee Barrow. But McDuffie I do Lee. Have family members whose last name is Stewart, if that's what you're talking about.
No, I was talking about your last name. So,
no. So your brother's no, last name is Barrow?
Yes, sir. Or yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Barrow. I've got some really good friends from up here, especially Toddville. Barrow is the last name.
Yeah.
Tillman Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, my family is kind of split between New Jersey and Virginia.
Gotcha.
Got it.
So, that's why I had the pleasure of spending time on both Barnegat Bay and Chesapeake Bay.
That's nice. And,
my cousin down in the Virginia area, he used to run a commercial fishing boat with the name Whopper Stopper on the back of it.
Wow.
I love it.
Yeah. And he was good at what he did. But anyway, I'm enjoying your show. And the West with being able to hunt north and south, and now I'm in Texas, and I've been blessed with hunting birds and critters all
nice.
Over the place.
How about feral pigs?
Yeah,
we got some of those too, and my freezer has some feral pig in it, and occasionally I get to go to Montana,
nice,
and hunt with a friend up there. But I'm a disabled Marine, so my hunting stuff is pretty limited now.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, it was my privilege and to serve the country. But, I'm slowing down in my hunting, but I have great memories. And I've enjoyed listening to your show.
Thank you.
First time I caught it, I will sort of put it on my things to do on Saturday morning.
Well, we look forward to
you
hearing.
Well, we look forward to hearing from you again. Appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate that, and I will certainly listen in every time I can.
I got it. Thank you.
Carry on.
Thank you, Talbot. Take care.
Have a great day.
Bye bye.
Evidently, the family is listening in this morning.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Let's talk to Carl. Hello, Carl.
Hey, Mr. Ellen, how you doing, bud?
Hey, Carl, how you doing, buddy?
I'd be better if I wasn't sitting in the parking lot for work this morning, but people need their pork products, I suppose. So
people need their pork products. That's correct. They do. We have several of your pork products in our freezer. I'm sure, no question.
Well, I appreciate you guys keeping me employed.
You're welcome.
Anyone else out there that buys any Smithfield products, I thank y'all.
You got it, man. You got it. So yeah, we do. We like your bacon, that's for sure. So,
yeah. Oh yeah,
and your ham slices.
I love it.
Yeah,
I think it was Smithfield ham slices I lost yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, that's what happens when you shop with friends and you're talking in line. You lose track, and other people put your ham slices in their bag. And, of course, they paid for them, which is fine. But, boy, I would have really liked to have had a slice of ham.
Oh, I know the feeling. Get what's called a meat giveaway. We've only had one so far, and I brought so much stuff home that I literally took a box or two to my future in-law.
Yeah.
And, gave some to my mom for my grandmom and brothers. And,
yeah.
Still didn't have room in my freezer.
Are you fishing these days?
I haven't made it out yet because my license expired yesterday, and I was behind on a couple bills, so I have $2 to live off of for a week.
I got it.
I know that feeling.
My other half, though. She's my lifesaver.
Yep.
But
yes, sir.
I just wanted to call and tell you thank you again for your input on the whole situation with them shutting down recreation activities in this state. But I'm going to try my darndest to get out next Saturday and Sunday and hopefully catch some of them big white perch or crappy bluegill, whatever the heck's biting. As long as I can let a line, I'll be happy.
You and I both, brother. We'll enjoy it, all right?
Yep, I'm going to go in here and become a popsicle for the next 10 hours here and then go home to my family and enjoy what's left of my weekend.
All right, Carl.
Get out and stay healthy.
You got it, buddy. Say hello to your mother for me, okay?
Yes, sir, I sure will. I actually will see her when I get off because she's got to watch my kids today because my other half has to work.
I guess I got
everyone needs spices to go with their food. So.
That's right. All right, buddy. Take care.
All right. You too, guys. Have a good one. And once again, stay safe, healthy, and happy hunting and fishing, even though turkey season ain't here yet.
Yeah, you too, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
You too.
All right. Anybody online here, Chris?
No, sir. Lines are open.
All right. Well, Robin will continue with her educating.
No, I was done.
You were done?
That was it.
Oh.
Well, how about this? How about we run these last couple of commercials, and that'll give people a chance to give us a call real quick, and we can slide them in. And this way, the call won't be interrupted.
You're so smart. That's why they named you producer of this show. All right. Well, you want to try Clyde's again?
I can try, but whether they want to talk or not, that's a different story. Because, I mean,
well,
I called and they picked up the phone.
Let's let them go. I'll call after. I'll call after the show.
And maybe
I'll,
we can arrange something for next week.
Yeah, we could probably do that.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, buddy. You go right ahead and play those commercial messages.
Early clouds on this Saturday and maybe some leftover showers. Before it's said and done, though, with that high pressure building in. We'll see that sunshine. It stays a little cool, only going up to around 52. Also, a little cool tonight, 32 for the overnight low and mostly clear skies. Now for Sunday, mostly sunshine, headed up to around 50. The next disturbance rides in and we are going to get the rain moving in late Sunday night and then more rain ahead for Monday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade.
Okay, let's see who's on the line. Anybody on the line there, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Who we got?
We got Captain Don.
Captain Don in front of Clyde's Sports Guy.
Our roving reporter.
Our roving reporter is right.
2307
Hammonds Ferry Road. Yep, in Lansdowne.
Six cars.
Out. Just off Beltway number 9.
Yes, it is.
Six cars.
Six cars. They're walking in as we speak. They're walking out holding bags of bait, it looks like.
Wonderful.
That's yeah. Nice.
Are you like hiding in the bushes or?
No, my I'm actually right in front of the front door.
I just wondered, people walking around me wondering what I'm doing out here. I was wondering if you were, you know, running a surveillance or what the heck. I'm like, ooh.
He's our roving reporter.
There are six cars. Their license numbers are. Good grief.
He's our roving reporter.
Yeah.
Our man, our man about town.
Yeah, he sounded like he's on stakeout duty, though.
Yeah.
Well, good. Are you going in for some bait?
I'm not going for bait, but there are a few things that I need to pick up for some light tackle work
I'll be doing this week. Good.
Yeah. You know what? I wanted to say that the gentleman that called in speaking about the blue catfish.
Yes.
And the caller, like a couple callers back from Texas, you know, I really enjoyed their calls, their updates and what was going on with them, and especially the blue cat guy. It makes me want to rush right down there to the chop tank and start throwing line.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, look, you catch a 10-pound catfish. I mean, that's no small critter, you know?
I'm figuring that's where Jason's listening to us. I'm figuring that's where he's going to be about an hour from now.
My son-in-law?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he might be. Never know.
I know. You might be gone, too.
You never know. You never know. You know, I thought about... We first got together, we were going to be doing a lot of fishing.
Yep.
And then Robin's shoulder got jacked up, and we haven't been able to do much since. But at that time, I bought an electric fillet knife. And I'm wondering if that, how, I mean, my I can fillet fish, you know, no problem at all. But that is bigger catfish. Like the guy said, I'm using an 18-inch fillet knife. I don't have an 18-inch fillet knife, but I'm betting one of those electric knives would take the side off one of those catfish.
I thought we did have an 18-inch.
We have one here. I just got to find it.
No, 18-inch fillet knife. There's one in the butcher block.
No, that one's only about 10 inches.
Really?
18-inch fillet knife, we're talking like that.
Okay, I'm wrong.
We're talking bubble blade, okay?
I got you.
Yeah. So, but I'm thinking that electric one. Have you ever used an electric fillet knife, Don?
I have never, no. Hey, you know what? I've never filleted a fish myself.
Really?
My friends do it. Mm-hmm. I don't, but you know what? I have to, in my old age, I'm going to have to learn something new. And
yeah.
I guess that's what I'm going to have to do this year.
Exactly. Well,
yeah.
What inspired me on that is when, years ago, we were up in Lake Ontario, and we caught a cooler full of brown trout, and... we caught I don't know if we caught any rainbows or not. We caught a number of trout species up there. And Captain Hank Stanek, who used to operate out of wherever, up there off New York. Why can't I remember it? But anyway, he used an electric fillet knife on those salmon and trout. And, I mean, he made short work of it, just like... and done. And he chunked them and bagged them, and we brought them home, and we had delicious trout and salmon fillets for a while. But he used one of those electric knives, and I thought, well, if you can do a salmon with that, why couldn't you do a catfish? You know? He's got a, yeah. So that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm
thinking.
Well,
I'm going to give it a shot this year. My neighbor is pretty adept at doing that, and,
well, when you can,
he just got into doing the snakeheads.
Yeah,
he was cooking them things up, and boy, are they tasty! My gosh, yeah, they're really good.
Don, it was funny when you said you'd never filleted a fish.
Right.
My dad, I started fishing. I forget what age. I was like four, okay. But you didn't go fishing once you were old enough to hold a knife, unless you could gut and you could fillet a fish yourself.
Well.
And you didn't. He wouldn't take you again until you did it. Oh, he'd make us scale those things. Ugh.
Yeah.
What?
I used to hate the scales. He would make us scale a perch.
Why?
I don't like.
You don't like scraping the scales off?
I don't like scraping. I don't mind filleting them. I don't mind gutting them at all. But I hated scraping scales off.
Hmm.
That's just a weird
catfish
feeling.
Catfish don't have any skill. So when I get some catfish, you can fillet them.
Sure.
Okay. Well, Dawn, you're going to have to learn that. And ask your neighbor. You know, I said earlier I can fillet a fish. And I really, I'm out of practice, but I really had that skill down fairly pat. I mean, I could take the side off of a flounder, you know, boneless fillet, one piece. You know, flounders are typically four fillets, but you can, if you work it right, you can get them off in one piece. I used to fillet northern pike. You got to learn how to fillet them. Walleyes, I learned how to fillet walleye. You know, and I was okay with it, but boy, I'll tell you, those catfish, they stymied me for a while. First of all, they were in a cooler. They were frozen, basically. Mm-hmm. But, no, they weren't frozen. They were just cold. But, it's a skill that is, it's good to know. No question about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could wield an 18-inch fillet knife. I guess if fish was big enough, I could. But in the case of fishing offshore, like, you know, tuna and tog and blackfish and that kind of stuff, if, you know, mm-hmm. I bring those back to the dock, I'm glad to pay those guys to fillet. No question. So.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well. Thank you for the update.
I don't know if you have
any
more callers, but this week I had an opportunity to go down to Deal Island.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Oh, my gosh. And if you need something to do while we're all being sequestered, get in the car or, you know, not going to restaurants and stuff, get in the car and explore some of these towns, that especially the ones around the bay. You know, it was great. I just had to stop at the old store at the end of the road. And I chatted with the proprietor, and it was great. It was great. I bought a Coke, you know, drop a couple bucks when you go to these little places. And, I mean, and just to look at the water from those different perspectives and different, on the pier, you know, get some oysters and bring them back. And, man, it was great. Great trip.
That sounds nice.
That sounds like a fun trip. No question.
Yep. So. Okay.
All right, buddy.
So you all have a great weekend.
You do the same.
You too. Stay out.
And let us know how you're doing. All right?
Take care.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Uncle Chris.
Yes, sir.
Any callers?
No, sir. But at the same time.
Oh, I think that's a signal. I think that's a clue, Robin.
Really?
Yeah.
Quite subtle.
Yeah, very subtle.
I was about to say, I'm the king of subtlety.
Yes, you are. You are so subtle, buddy. Oh, look, fireplace just came on.
That's because I got the air conditioner on.
Got the air conditioner on the other side of the room. Yeah. All right. Chris?